Greetings, readers. Welcome to the May edition of Library News. Summer is right around the corner. Each year, the Library and the Iowa Department for the Blind honors their volunteers with the Elizabeth Porowski Volunteer Workshop and Luncheon. This year's workshop and luncheon was held Friday, April 21st, and the theme was Volunteers Spread Sunshine. Our volunteer audio narrators attended a workshop in the morning to share their knowledge and expertise with each other and to discuss their continued work on recording books for our library collection. Later in the day, volunteers from all areas enjoyed lunch, a fun bingo game, and awards. The Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped hosted their annual meeting as well that day.
As part of the Elizabeth Porowski Volunteer Program, we honor volunteers who have gone above and beyond throughout the year to assist and support the library. For more than 60 years, Elizabeth Porowski of Des Moines was a volunteer Braille transcriber. She taught herself to Braille and was certified in literary, Nemeth, and music Braille by the Library of Congress. She also conducted Braille workshops throughout the country, teaching others how to Braille. Elizabeth was still Brailing within a few weeks of her death at the age of 97 in May 1996. In honor of Elizabeth, the text on the Elizabeth Porowski Memorial Volunteer Award states, "For extraordinary spirit and inexhaustible dedication in volunteer service to those who are blind." Each year, the Elizabeth Porowski Memorial Award and other recognitions are given to our volunteers in appreciation for all that they do for our library. This year, the Elizabeth Porowski Memorial Award was given to Sandy Ryan. Sandy showed a strong devotion to volunteer service for blind Iowans. Her true dedication was shown through her many volunteer roles. These included advocacy, mentoring, Braille proofreading, and public service as a four-term member and chair of the Iowa Commission for the Blind. Sadly, Sandy passed away in November of last year. Before she passed, it was the library's honor to present Sandy with the Elizabeth Porowski Memorial Award for 2023.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard. Spare, DB112017, by Prince Harry. It was one of the most searing images of the 20th century. Two young boys, two princes, walking behind their mother's coffin as the world watched in sorrow and horror. As Princess Diane was laid to rest, billions wondered what Prince William and Prince Harry must be thinking and feeling and how their lives would play out from that point on. For Harry, this is that story at last. Before losing his mother, 12-year-old Prince Harry was known as the carefree one, the happy-go-lucky spare, to the more serious heir. Grief changed everything. He struggled at school, struggled with anger, with loneliness, and, because he blamed the press for his mother's death, he struggled to accept life in the spotlight. At 21, he joined the British Army. The discipline gave him structure, and two combat tours made him a hero at home. But he soon felt more lost than ever, suffering from post-traumatic stress and prone to crippling panic attacks. Above all, he couldn't find true love. Then he met Megan. The world was swept away by the couple's cinematic romance and rejoiced in their fairy tale wedding. But from the beginning, Harry and Meghan were preyed upon by the press, subjected to waves of abuse, racism, and lies. Watching his wife suffer, their safety and mental health at risk, Harry saw no other way to prevent the tragedy of history repeating itself but to flee his mother country. Over the centuries, leaving the royal family was an act few had dared. The last to try, in fact, had been his mother. For the first time, Prince Harry tells his own story, chronicling his journey with raw, unflinching honesty. 1,000 Amazing Human Body Facts, DB111330. Did you know you made 3 million new blood cells while you read this sentence? Or that you shed and regrow a whole new layer of skin every 39 days? Or that your DNA could stretch to the sun and back not once, but 16 times? 1,000 Amazing Human Body Facts is full of bite-sized, fascinating nuggets of information about the incredible abilities of human bodies. For grades 4 through 7. Open Secrets, A True Story of Love, Jealousy, and Murder, DBC 26862, by Carlton Stowers. True crime account of a murder for hire of a doctor's wife in a fashionable Dallas suburb. The two main suspects, her husband and her lover, keep readers guessing as to who really did it. The hunt to bring the murderer to justice dragged on for 8 years, and finally was wrapped up by the diligent chief investigator for the case, for adult readers, strong language and violence.
The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times, DB111237, by Michelle Obama. There may be no tidy solutions or pithy answers to life's big challenges, but Michelle Obama believes that we can all locate and lean on a set of tools to help us better navigate change and remain steady within flux. In The Light We Carry, she opens a frank and honest dialogue with readers, considering the question many of us wrestle with: how do we build enduring and honest relationships? How can we discover strength and community inside our differences? What tools do we use to address feelings of self-doubt or helplessness? What do we do when it all starts to feel like too much? Michelle Obama offers readers a series of fresh stories and insightful reflections on change, challenge, and power, including her belief that when we light up for others, we can illuminate the richness and potential of the world around us, discovering deeper truths and new pathways for progress. Drawing from her experiences as a mother, daughter, spouse, friend, and first lady, she shares the habits and principles she has developed to successfully adapt to change and overcome various obstacles, the earned wisdom that helps her continue to become. She details her most valuable practices like starting kind, going high, and assembling a kitchen table of trusted friends and mentors. With trademark humor, candor, and compassion, she also explores issues connected to race, gender, and visibility, encouraging readers to work through fear, find strength in community, and live with boldness. The Family Next Door, the heartbreaking imprisonment of the 13 Turpin siblings and their extraordinary rescue. DB111395 by John Glatt. From New York Times best-selling true crime author John Glatt comes the devastating story of the Turpins, a seemingly normal family whose dark secrets would shock and captivate the world. On January 14, 2018, a 17-year-old girl climbed out of the window of her Paris, California home and dialed 911 with shaking fingers. Struggling to stay calm, she told the operator that she and her 12 siblings, ranging in age from 2 to 29, were being abused by their parents. When the dispatcher asked for her address, the girl hesitated. "I've never been out," she stammered. To their family, neighbors, and online friends, Louise and David Turpin presented a picture of domestic bliss, dressing their 13 children in matching outfits and buying them expensive gifts. But what police discovered when they entered the Turpin family home would eclipse the most shocking child abuse cases in history. In the first major account of the case, investigative journalist and author John Glatt delves into the disturbing details and recounts the bravery of the 13 siblings in the face of unimaginable horror. Grammar Girl's 101 Words Every High School Graduate Needs to Know, DB109994 by Minyoung Fogarty, explains the origins and meanings of terms that commonly appear in writing, but rarely in conversation, but that should be familiar to educated people, including such expressions as archetype, fungible, quixotic, and visage, for junior and senior high and older readers.
The Queen, Her Life, DB111274, by Andrew Morton. Painfully shy, Elizabeth Windsor's personality was well-suited to her youthful ambition of living quietly in the country, raising a family, and caring for her dogs and horses. But when her uncle, King Edward VIII, abdicated, she became heir to the throne, embarking on a journey that would test her as a woman and as a queen. Ascending to the throne at only 25, this self-effacing monarch navigated endless setbacks, family conflict, and occasional triumphs throughout her 70 years as the Queen of England. As her mettle was tested, she endeavored to keep the monarchy relevant culturally, socially, and politically, often in the face of resistance from inside the institution itself. And yet, the greatest challenges she faced were often inside her own family, forever under intense scrutiny, from rumors about her husband's infidelity, her sister's marital breakdown, Princess Diana's tragic death, to the recent departure of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Now in The Queen, renowned biographer Andrew Morton takes an in-depth look at Britain's longest-reigning monarch, exploring the influence Queen Elizabeth has had on both Britain and the rest of the world for much of the last century. From leading a nation struggling to restore itself after the devastation of the Second World War, to navigating the divisive political landscape of the present day, Queen Elizabeth has been a reluctant but resolute queen. This is the story of a woman of unflagging self-discipline who will long be remembered as mother and grandmother to Great Britain, and one of the greatest sovereigns of the modern era. My Travels with Mrs. Kennedy, DB 111232, by Clint Hill and Lisa McCubbin. While preparing to sell his home in Alexandria, Virginia, retired Secret Service agent Clint Hill uncovers an old steamer trunk in the garage, triggering a floodgate of memories. As he and Lisa McCubbin, his co-author on three previous books, pry it open for the first time in 50 years, they find forgotten photos, handwritten notes, personal gifts, and treasured mementos from the trips on which Hill accompanied First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy as her Secret Service agent. Trips that took them from Paris to London, through India, Pakistan, Greece, Morocco, Mexico, South America, and three glorious weeks on the Amalfi Coast. During these journeys, Jacqueline Kennedy became one of her husband's and America's greatest assets. In Hill's words and opinion of many others, one of the best ambassadors the United States has ever had. As each new found treasure sparks long suppressed memories, Hill provides new insight into the intensely private woman he always called Mrs. Kennedy and who always called him Mr. Hill. For the first time, he reveals the depth of the relationship that developed between them as they traveled around the globe. Now 90 years old, Hill recounts the tender moments, the private laughs, the wild adventures, and the deep affection he shared with one of the world's most beautiful and iconic women, and these memories are brought vividly to life alongside more than 200 rare photographs, many of them previously unpublished. In addition to the humorous stories and intimate moments, Hill reveals startling details about how traveling helped them both heal during the excruciating weeks and months following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in November 1963. He also writes of the year he spent protecting Mrs. Kennedy after the assassination, a time in his life he has always been reluctant to speak about. My Travels with Mrs. Kennedy unveils a personal side of history that has never been told before and takes the reader on a breathtaking journey, experiencing what it was like for Clint Hill to travel with Jacqueline Kennedy as the entire world was falling in love with her. Breaking Barriers, Working and Loving While Blind, DB 109173, by Peter Altschul. For some unknown reason, Peter Altschul was born totally blind. He grew up in a working-class town where, with the help of his persistent mother, he broke through barrier after barrier, determined to live a full life. After attending a private school that initially turned him away, simply because he was blind, Peter details how he discovered his gift for music, eventually playing percussion in the orchestra, marching band, and jazz ensemble at Princeton University. But it was only after Peter graduated from college that it became evident he would need a guide dog. Heidi, a Weimaraner with a large repertoire of barks, howls, and grunts, would assist Peter for the next 8 years through the halls of New England Conservatory, where he eventually obtained a master's degree in music composition. Peter relays how he blazed a unique professional trail while simultaneously overcoming obstacles, managed his uneasy relationship with music, and embraced his unexpected entrance into an unfamiliar and romantic world. He also provides an unforgettable glimpse into the wonderful ways his five guide dogs supported him on his journey from urban bachelorhood to the light of love. Breaking Barriers shares a compelling account of one man's journey through life as he and each of his specially trained dogs learned to trust each other, ultimately melding into a smooth working team that tackled the world together. Carpenters, The Musical Legacy, DB 110717. By Mike Sedani Lennox, Chris May, and Richard Carpenter. The definitive biography of one of the most enduring and endeared recording artists in history, the Carpenters, is told for the first time from the perspective of Richard Carpenter through more than 100 hours of exclusive interviews and some 200 photographs from Richard's personal archive, many never published. After becoming multi-million-selling, Grammy-winning superstars, with their 1970 breakthrough hit, They Long to Be Close to You, Richard and Karen Carpenter would win over millions of fans worldwide with a record-breaking string of hits including We've Only Just Begun, Top of the World, and Yesterday Once More. By 1975, success was taking its toll, years of jam-packed work schedules, including hundreds of concert engagements, proved to be just too much for the Carpenters to keep the hits coming, and ultimately to keep the music playing at all. However, Richard and Karen never took their adoring public or each other for granted. In Carpenters, the musical legacy, Richard Carpenter tells his story for the first time. With candor, heart, and humor, he sheds new light on the Carpenters' trials and triumphs, work that remains the gold standard for melodic pop.
The sign-up for the Youth Summer Reading Program is coming soon. The theme for this summer is Find Your Voice. Our voices have power. We use our voices to share stories, express ourselves, and spark change. Our voices include not only the sounds we make, but the words we write, the art we create, the movements we perform, and the actions we take each day to impact our world. This year's summer reading program will have sensational programs filled with incredible crafts, 8 special guests, delicious food, science, intriguing story times, story prompts, and crazy fun adventures. The summer reading program will run June 5th through July 24th. Programs will be conducted virtually on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 1:45 p.m. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for Double Craft Mondays, Special Guest Wednesdays, and Food Frenzy Fridays. Ages 0 to 18 are welcome. If you have questions about any of our youth library programs, reach out to Denise Bean, Youth Services Library, denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us, or 515-452-1338.
NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, May 11th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. There will be time for questions for those who have them. Contact the library for the login information or go to iowalibrary.blog.
IDB Parent Toolbox, programs and resources for parents of blind children, kicks off this month. Parents may subscribe to a monthly electronic newsletter and also to a quarterly parent toolbox containing activities for the family, parent resources, fun goodies, and more. The first virtual parent group will meet Monday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. Contact the library for more information or to get registered.
The library will be closed on Monday, May 29th in observance of Memorial Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!